Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 1, Mishnah 9. We saw in the previous Mishnah that Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach worked very hard to reestablish a Sanhedrin with appropriate Dayanim and people who followed both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. This Mishnah continues that Shimon ben Shetach says, "Have a mar belachkar sa'idim." You should be very careful to cross-examine the witnesses in an appropriate fashion to make sure that they're saying the truth. Additionally, v'habeizar bizvarecha, a person should be meticulous in the words that he says. This is talking about the judge when he does chakiris, when he does cross-examinations, shem mitoicham yom b'dusheker, lest the witnesses be able to perceive where you're going with this and be able to kind of redirect their testimony to fit into the narrative that you're looking for. So a dayan has a lot of challenges. He has to make sure, on one hand, that the edim are saying the right thing, but at the same time, to make sure that he's not leading them to perhaps testify in a way that would be to their benefit. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Yud, Mishnah 10. The next Zug, the next pair of people that led Klal Yisrael were Shemaya and Naphtali. They're the fourth Zug, the fourth group of people. They lived in the period of time of the Chashmonaim, and actually in the beginning of the period of Hordus. The Gemara teaches us that they were Gerim, or Bnei Gerim. They were actually converts, Bnei Banav Shel Sancheiriv, descendants of Sancheiriv, the Assyrian king, and they were the leaders of the generation. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shemaya v'Avtalin kibbuhim. Shemaya v'Avtalin, they received the link of transmission from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach. Shemaya Omer, Shemaya says, Ehoy v'samilacha. A person should love doing hard work. It means to say, even if a person has the opportunity, let's say they're very wealthy, they don't have to work for another day in their life, they shouldn't just sit back and do whatever they want. They shouldn't just chill, because on the contrary, a person who doesn't have what to do, Batalom mevi'a lidei shimum, the halacha is a person doesn't do anything, it brings all kinds of bad things. So a person should find causes, even if they don't have to work necessarily for a living, they should find causes that they can invest in to make sure that they keep their lives very productive. Additionally, osnois harabanus, a person should hate positions of leadership. This doesn't necessarily mean that therefore there should be no rabbanim or no community leaders. It means a person should hate the feelings of gaiva, of haughtiness, of arrogance that a person gets when they're in these positions. And they should stay exceedingly humble, even if they're a person who is in a position of leadership. The Gemara teaches us in Maseches Brachos that one of the things that shortens a person's life is positions of leadership. And we find that Yosef HaTzadik died before the rest of his brothers because of the incredible position of leadership that he had. And finally, Ve'altis Vadalo Roshos, a person should not try to become buddy-buddies with the government officials, because in the end, he'll be the first scapegoat that they go after and they'll take everything that's his. Therefore, a person should try in his best to advocate on behalf of the Jewish people, but this does not turn into personal relationships with government officials, which has never been beneficial in a real way to the Jewish people. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Yontif and a beautiful Yontif of Shavuos. Thank you so much for being part of this journey of daily Torah learning. The Yontif of Shavuos should open up new horizons of learning for each and every one of us and help us recommit to the importance of being kaveh itim la Torah, of learning Torah each and every day.